when we heard that there was a possibility of getting a new church home, we started to pray. The church started to pray in Trinidad. I know that there were some little debates going on, but in Trinidad, we were praying that the answer would be yes. And we, when we heard that the answer was yes, we rejoiced. I told Pastor that I will not come in the cold except for celebrating with you. So I am here today to celebrate. In Trinidad, we had a small celebration service when we heard that you had gotten a new church home. I called Pastor and I showed him. We were rejoicing and singing. And in Trinidad and in the West Indies, you know, we sing and we sing with emotions, a lot of emotions. So we had a celebration time for you doing this. And so we are glad. Now, for us, it may be very different for you, but for us, this is God rewarding you for pouring into our lives. This is how we see it. It may be different for you, but we see it as God pouring back into your life because you have poured into our lives. And of course, you have poured into other people's lives too. And we see this as God saying, well, you have been faithful, so I'm going to bless you. So that is how we see it. And we are really, really overjoyed. And I just want to say congratulations. I'm here to make a little presentation from our church. I think I had 2 clocks somewhere. Oh, here they are. Now, how this is supposed to work is that we are supposed to get 2 clocks just like this. Ah. So every time we look at the clock, we remember you and we say a prayer for you. We haven't gotten the clocks yet, but that is what is supposed to happen. And so every time you see the clock, you remember us. And when we see the clock, because it's the same clock, we remember you. And I can't say that we have been 100% faithful, but we do pray for you all. And we do have in our hearts that God is going to bless this church. We get excited. When Pastor told me, I don't know who it is, I hope I'm not saying anything out of time here, but there was a new family coming to the church, we rejoiced. It was a great moment for us because we want to see God bless you because you have been such a great blessing to us, all of you. And so, Pastor, would you come and let me just do this little presentation? Pastor, on behalf of the Red Hill Wesleyan Holiness Church and all the saints there, we present you these 2 clocks in celebrating what God has done for you here. We are happy for you, and we thank God for his work. May you continue to be faithful. May you continue to grow. May God bless you and Jill and your whole family and the family of Shalom Christian Fellowship. And may his word and his peace and his grace and his work be done through you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I want to thank Deshaun and Nikki for coming. I want to say thank you. I sent them an invitation and they came. I want to say thank you. And the family too. The boys have grown so big. I can't say. This is wonderful. Now, I don't know all your names, but we do feel close to you. We have been trying to get Ed to come back. But he says he's afraid of the heat, but we'll see what will happen. But all of you, I just want to say we love you. And thanks for being who you are and answering God's call. Before I forget, I just want to say all the saints send hello. My wife sent hello. We were here in October, I believe it was. So she sent hello to you and all the folks. I don't want to call all the names. Some of you would not know all the names. But Rudy and Deborah and all the folks back home, they send hello to all of you. This morning, this word, when I got this word, I thought of you all, and I said I wanted to share this word with Shalom. So I pray it is going to be a blessing. And the name of it is, Where is Your Great Strength? As you see on the screen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, today, I want to thank you for the opportunity of fellowship. Thank you for the opportunity of sharing your word. And God, we need your help. We need your presence. The church belongs to you, Jesus. And you are the one to speak to our hearts. All of us need a word today. There are young ones with us. They must hear and they must understand. There are teenagers with us. They must hear and they must understand. There are adults with us. May everyone receive from you today a word that will correct, a word that will straighten out, a word that will fix things in their lives, a word that will bring comfort, but it must also bring conviction. A word that will draw us closer to you. A word that will bring change in our lives. So, Father, we depend upon you to do this. And, Lord, you take over. And you speak. And you do what you need to do. And we will humble ourselves to obey you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today I am talking, the title is Where is Your Great Strength? And I want to look at where your strength lies from the life of Samson. I want to use Samson's life to talk about where is your great strength. And even as you think about the title, I want you to take it personally. So this message is for you. It may apply to your neighbor as well, but it is for you. So I want you to listen and don't think this is for Pastor George or this is for Pastor Garth. This is for you. So you need to listen and you need to apply. So the question is, where is your great strength? Where is your strength as a Christian or as a believer? Where is your great strength as a church? We want to look at that. And see what we can learn from the life of Samson. Where is your great strength? So I cannot do his whole life in detail, but I'll take segments of it and we will use the various segments. So we want to get started and we're going to start in Judges chapter 13 from verse 1 to 14. Now my favorite Bible is the New King James Version. So that is the one that we're going to use. So we're going to read. If it's not up on the screen yet. Okay. Again, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. Now there was a certain man from Zorah of the family of the Danites whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, "Indeed now you are barren and have no children, but you will conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink, and not to eat anything unclean. For behold, you shall conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb. And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hands of the Philistines." So the woman came and told her husband, saying, "A man of God came to me, and his countenance was like the countenance of an angel of the angel of God, very awesome. But I did not ask him where he is from, and he did not tell me his name. And he said to me, behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Now drink no wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Then Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, oh, my Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come to us again and teach us what we shall do for the child who will be born. And God listened to the voice of Manoah. And the angel of God came to the woman again as she was sitting in the field. But Manoah, her husband, was not with her. Then the woman ran in haste and told her husband and said to him, look, the man who came to me the other day has just now appeared to me. So Manoah arose and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he said to him, are you the man who spoke to this woman? He said, I am. Manoah said, now let your words come to pass. What will be the boy's rule of life and his work? So the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, all that I said to the woman, let her be careful. She may not eat anything that comes from the vine, nor may drink wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean. All that I command her, let her observe. And it brings me to my first point. What is your great strength? Your great strength is in being able to call upon God in prayer. Prayer is the great strength of the church. Prayer is that you are able to talk to God and God can hear you. Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that God listened. And so your great strength is in prayer. One of the strategies of today's church is that prayer is very often lacking. I'm not talking about shalom, I'm talking about worldwide. And one of the greatest areas of struggle you would find is in prayer, making time to pray. But prayer is a great strength of the church. Because the church is able to call upon God in various situations. And so I want to say to you, where is your great strength? Your great strength is in being able to pray, to call upon God, because you serve a God who listens to you. Amen. I have some points. So let me give you. The first thing is that God knows your situation. He does. So you must use prayer. He knows your situation. So you must go to him because he already knows your situation. And he knows that sometimes it's difficult and sometimes it's challenging. Not only that, God will listen to your petition. Let me tell you this, something I got recently. You know, before you get saved and you give your heart to Jesus, the way you give your heart to Jesus is that you have to invite him in. You have to pray. You have to say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, come into my life. You know, at that time, you're not saved. At that time, you just want to be saved. And if God can hear your prayer before you get saved, so that you can get saved, how much more would he not hear your prayer when you are saved? So prayer is your great strength. God can turn things around. That's what happened that we read so far. And God turned the situation around. Here's a woman who couldn't have children. She was barren. But God said, I'm going to turn that thing around. Now, I'm not saying God will turn every single situation around. But at least you can ask him. And you know for sure he would listen. And he will make a decision on what is best for you. And whatever decision he makes is best for you. Amen. But many times, the decision he makes is that I'm going to turn it around. Because that is my specialty. I can turn things around. I have power to turn things around. And I will turn things around. Amen. Not every single situation, but there are situations I will turn around. And you don't know if God is going to turn around your situation. Your great strength is that you are able to call upon God in prayer. Amen? Amen. The second thing is that your great strength is being able to obey God's instruction. That's a great strength. When you can get an instruction from God and you can say, yes, God, I'm going to obey you. Yes, I'm going to follow what you say. That's a great strength. Of course, God gives you a choice and you don't always have to obey. You can say no. You know, sometimes we put God on hold. We say, God, I can't deal with you. I can't deal with this now. Maybe next year, maybe next month, maybe next week. You put God on hold. But when you obey God, that's a great strength. When you obey God and your ability to obey God is a great strength of the church. You know, Manoah, that we read in the story, he just wanted to know how to obey God. How that he can fulfill this thing that the angel said. And so I want to say to you, a second thing is that your great strength is being able to obey God's instruction. That's why it's important to read his word. And it's important to hear from God. Because a strength is being able to obey God. But we want to continue with this story because I know in Shalom, you have very short sermons. So, so I don't want to mess up things. We want to continue with the story. We want to go to Judges, chapter 13, verse 24 and 25. So the woman bore a son and called his name Samson. And the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him at Mahanaim, Dan, between Zorah and Eshtaol. And then we're going to jump a little bit because, you know, we just need to do that. Into Judges chapter 14, verse 5 and 6. So Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyards of Timnah. Now, to his surprise, a young lion came roaring at him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. And he tore the lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand. But he did not tell his father or mother what he had done. The next thing I want to say is that your great strength lies in the Spirit of God living in you. Now, I don't know about you. In Trinidad, we're not allowed to have guns like how you're allowed to have guns here. But you know, if a lion is coming at me and I have an automatic rifle, I probably wouldn't be so fearful. I probably wouldn't be so fearful once I have a working automatic rifle. The lion, in my opinion, then don't stand a chance. Now, if I had something less, like a pistol, I don't know a lot of gun types, but if I had a pistol now, I probably would be in a little 50-50 chance here because I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how it's going to work. But I still have a good chance if I have a pistol, because it probably would take one or two bullets and you know. Now, if I have nothing in my hand, that's a different story. The first thing that will come to my mind is, I wonder if a lion can run faster than a human, or a human can run faster than a lion. That's the first thing I'm going to think about. Huh? Do you understand? I'm going to try and see if I can remember who can run faster. Now, if I don't know what I will do. I don't know what I will do. It's a young lion. I don't know how young the lion was. I don't know what I would do. I'd probably run for a tree or something. I am a kind of a brave, kind of want to fight it guy, maybe. But Samson, the Bible says, he tore the lion apart. Like clockwork. That's small thing. We would say that in Trinidad. I don't know if you know the term. Small thing. It's not hard. It's not a challenge. But that only happened because the Spirit of God was upon him. The great strength of the church is having the Spirit of God alive in you. And you're being sensitive to the Spirit of God working. And the Spirit of God working means that the Spirit of God at times will comfort you, but at times will convict you. At times will guide you. At times will teach you. But he wants to work in you. At times he will correct you, and he wants to straighten your life, and he wants to put you right. And when we have the Spirit of God in us, that's a great strength of the church. That's a great strength of the church. Let's continue. We in Judges chapter 15. You need to read the story. Your homework today is to go read that whole story from Judges chapter 13 to Judges chapter 16. So Judges chapter 15 from verse 11 to 15 says, then 3,000 men of Judah went down to the cleft of the rock of Etam and said to Samson, do you not know that the Philistines rule over us? What is this you have done to us? And he said to them, as they have done to me, so I have done to them. Now, I did skip a little and just want to give you a little fill-in. Just fill in the blanks for those who don't know the story. Samson had married a woman. And at the feast, he presented a riddle to the folks, to the men who were at the feast. I think it's 30 of them. And this is after he had killed a lion. He put together a riddle for them to solve. And the thing is, if they could solve the riddle, they would give him some garments. And if he solved, if they couldn't solve the riddle, if they couldn't solve the riddle, they would give him some garments. But if they solved the riddle, he would give them some garments. Of course, the odds against him because he would get 30 garments. But then if they solve the riddle, he would have to provide the 30 garments. Okay. So his wife inveigled him. They threatened his wife to burn down the house and all of that. And the wife gave in to the threats. And she inveigled him to get what the riddle was. She got what the riddle was. And she told the men. And so the men got what the riddle was. And Samson was very, very angry. He killed the 30 men. He got the garments. And then he decided, he was so angry, he decided that he's going back home to his parents. Some time passed. And then, you know, when the thing kicked in, he said, well, I'm feeling for my wife. I want my wife. He decided to go and look for his wife. When he went to look for his wife, the wife father said, "Well, listen, I thought you were so angry and you didn't want your wife again, and I gave your wife to your best man. But you can take her sister," you know, in those days you can do that. "You can take her sister," but he got more angry. Of course he got more angry. So I think he went and he killed some people. And they found, wanted to know why did, no, he didn't kill some people. He went and he tied the foxes, the tails. He got 300 foxes or something like that. And he went into the field and they burned up the field. And they got angry and wanted to know, why did Samson do this? And then they explained, and then they killed the woman and a whole household. And then he got more angry again. So he went and he killed some of them. That's how we come to this story. So they decided to come to look for Samson. So we in verse 12. "But they said to him, 'We have come down to arrest you, that we may deliver you into the hand of the Philistines.' Then Samson said to them, 'Swear to me that you will not kill me yourselves.' So they spoke to him, saying, 'No, but we will tie you securely and deliver you into their hands, but we will surely not kill you.' And they bound him with two new ropes and brought him up from the rock. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines came shouting at him." And here's what the Bible says. "Then the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the ropes that were on his arms became like flax, that it burned with fire, and his bonds were broke loose from his hands. He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand and took it, and killed 1,000 men with it." Here is the lesson we can learn from that. Where is your great strength? Your great strength lies in being able to be loose from bondage and to walk in freedom. That is the strength of the church. To be able to be loose. We fight against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. And the enemy would always try to tie you up, to have you limited, to have you at a place where you can't reach your potential. Just like how they tied Samson. But your great strength is being able to be loose. You have a savior. You have a name that you can call on. You have one who came and died on Calvary for you, and you can call upon him because prayer is one of your great strength. And you can be loose. Your great strength is being able to be loose. There are a lot of things, addiction and challenges and issues. But today, the great strength of the church is being able to be loose from the enemy. Another thing is that your great strength lies in being able to use what is in your hand. You know, it amazed me. The Bible says he got a jawbone. Is it a jawbone? A jawbone of a donkey. My understanding is a jawbone of a donkey is a piece of a skeleton. That's my understanding. My understanding is that a skeleton ain't no iron, no hard thing. Do you understand? A piece of a skeleton, that's no hard thing. A piece of a skeleton could crush and crumble. But it was in the hand of a man who was anointed with the Spirit of God. What God put in your hand, God can use. It may not seem like it is a big, strong thing. but God can use it. 1,000 men? You tell me he didn't have a man who could he fight in and run and jump on his back, and the next one run and hold his foot, and the next one do something? 1,000 men? A jawbone of a donkey? When God is in it. That's the same thing for the church. Let me tell you about the church. God gave gifts to the church. And it may not seem big, but when you use the gift that God has given you, it is much. There's a song, a hymn, I think it is, that says, little is much when God is in it. A little jawbone, piece of a skeleton. God used that. And so I want to say today that your great strength is being able to use what God has given to you, what is in your hand. That's a message by itself, what God has given to you. But I need to continue. We want to continue, and we want to go in Judges chapter 16. Welcome to the juicy part. Afterward, this is Judges chapter 16, verse 49. Afterward, it happened that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistine came up to her and said to her, entice him, that we may find out where his great strength lies. That's where we got the title of the message. Where is your great strength? And by what means we may overpower him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And every one of us will give you 1,100 pieces of silver. There were 7 lords of the Philistine. That was a lot of money. In today's, that would go into millions. So Delilah said to Samson, please tell me where your great strength lies. And that's why I wanted to talk to the church about where their great strength is. I just want to say here, your great strength is not in concerts. I'm not saying it's wrong to have a concert. I'm not saying it's wrong to have a concert. But I'm saying that's not the great strength of the church. Where am I? 6. So, Delilah said to Sam, please tell me where your great strength lies and with what we may bond to afflict you. And Samson said to her, if they bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings, not yet dried, then I shall become weak and be like any other man. This is an important statement, eh? Become weak and be like any other man. So the lords of the Philistine brought up to her 7 fresh bowstrings, not yet dried, and she bound him with them. Now men were lying in wait, staying with her in the room. And she said to him, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. But he broke the bowstrings as a strand of yarn breaks when it touches fire. So the secret of his strength was not known. Let's go on to verse 15. Then she said to him, how can you say I love you when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me these 3 times and have not told me where your great strength lies. And it came to pass when she pestered him daily with her words and pressed him, so that his soul was vexed to death, that he told her all his heart. And said to her, no razor has ever come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaven, then my strength will leave me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. When Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up once more, for he has told me all his heart." So the lord of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in her hand, in their hand. Then she lulled him to sleep on her knees. Pastor, you hear that?
I heard it.
I never had that yet, but Pastor, like he have had this already. Then she lulled him to sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." So he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. He did not know that the Lord had departed from him. The sixth thing I want to say is that your great strength lies in your close relationship with God.
Amen.
Samson seemed to have loved women, and he became reckless. Your great strength lies in your relationship with God.
Amen.
Your close relationship with God.
Amen.
There are too many believers who don't have a close relationship with God. They have an on-off relationship. They have a sometimes relationship. They have an up-and-down relationship. But you need to have a close, consistent relationship with God. There is where your great strength lies.
Amen.
In your close relationship with God. And the last one, number 7. Is your great strength lies in overcoming sin and the flesh. I want to say that my notes, I seem to have left out something here, but you might have seen it on the screen probably. Samson's strength was not in his hair, you know. The hair was the symbol. Do you understand the symbol? It was the sign. His strength really was in God. That is where his strength comes from, you know. It's in God. So your great strength lies in your close relationship with God. The last thing I want to say is that your great strength lies in overcoming sin and the flesh. Overcoming sin and the flesh. Let me give you a scripture that, in my mind, speaks about the strength of the church. Scripture that you probably know. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11 to 18, says these words. I will have to look at the screen. I don't have that in my notes. Samson would pray one last prayer before he dies. That is true. Let's get a prayer. Let's get a prayer. Then Samson called on the Lord, saying, "O Lord God, remember me, I pray." You see, prayer is a powerful thing, you know.
Amen.
Prayer is a powerful thing. Remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes. They had dug out his two eyes. You need to read the story, but that's your homework. His real strength was in God, and your great strength is in your great relationship with God. So let me give you the scripture now, because it looks like I need to look on the screen. The scripture says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance, supplication for the saints. I just want to say this is where your great strength is. So this is what I want to do. Just want to go over the points. I just want to say a prayer after each point. The first thing is that your great strength is being able to call upon God in prayer. Let us pray. Father, prayer is an area that we struggle with sometimes. And if we had to confess before you, most of us would say we need to pray more. We need to spend more time in travail. We need to spend more time calling upon you, more time in your presence. So, Father, we pray today. This is one area of great strength that we have. Help us, God, to spend more time in prayer. The second thing is that our great strength is being able to obey God's instructions. Father, today, we sometimes disobey. We sometimes put you on hold. Sometimes we rebel. Sometimes we ignore. We ask you to forgive us. Forgive our sins of disobedience and rebellion. Father, our strength is being able to obey your instructions. I pray today that you would help us. Father, today the third thing is that our great strength is the Spirit of God living in us. And God, today we sometimes grieve the Spirit of God by doing things we shouldn't do, by going places we shouldn't go, by seeing things we shouldn't see, by hearing things we shouldn't hear. We grieve the Spirit by not following directions. God, today, forgive the church. Forgive us for not allowing the Spirit to guide our lives. Help us today. In Jesus' name. Our great strength lies in being able to be loose from bondage and to walk in freedom. Father, today, we pray that God, you would help us to walk in freedom. This is important, Father, as a believer. These are some things that differentiate us from the world. And God, we ask that you would help us open our eyes to see, help us to understand when the enemy is coming, and to know how to respond. Give us strength in this area, we pray. In Jesus' name. Your great strength lies in being able to use what is in your hand. Father, today, some of us have not always used the giftings and calling. Sometimes we just don't do anything. This is not right because this is an area of strength. This is an area this church can be strong in. Father, we pray that you would help us to use what you've placed in our hands. These last two items, I'm going to do it differently. If you feel that you want to be covered in this prayer, I'm going to ask you to stand if you feel this is going to be related to you. Your great strength lies in having a close relationship with God. And if you want to have a closer relationship with God, I'm going to ask you to stand as I pray so that you will be covered in this prayer. Father, today, I pray that you're going to help us to have a closer relationship with you. Father, that's our strength. Our strength is not in our house. Our strength is not in our cars. Our strength is not in our abilities. Our strength is not in our education. Our strength today as a believer is our close relationship with you. And sometimes, God, we want to confess before you today that we are not always as strong as we should be, because we are not always as close as we should be. And God, forgive us for the times when we had the time, but we didn't develop the relationship. Forgive us for the times when we chose to look at a show, when your spirit convicted us to go and spend time with you. Forgive us, we pray. Today, help us to have a close relationship with you. As we are standing, Father, we are also praying that you would help us not to give in to sin and the flesh and the world and the things that you would tell us not to touch. Father, we pray today that you're going to help us so that, God, our lives would be submitted to you. Today, I pray that we will walk closer to you because we have the example of Samson, and that you would make us strong. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I just want to say that this message is for the church to know where your strength is. Amen? I want you to notice something. I'm finished, but I'm just saying these things, these few points. You know, I'm a preacher. You know how preachers go. Your great strength is not in your numbers.
Amen.
Did I say numbers anywhere here?
No.
Your great strength is not in your numbers. In other words, you can be small, but have great strength.
Amen.
This is our prayer for Shalom Christian Fellowship. That you're going to be a strong church. And that when the fire of God comes down on you, you have nothing stopping. Of course, we pray that you will grow and do it, but you'll be strong in your relationship with God. You're going to be strong in prayer. You're going to be strong in doing what God says. You're going to be strong in obedience. Somehow, Samson did not inherit this obedient way of his father. May we all be obedient to God and have a strong church. Pastor, may God help you to have a strong church, because I did preach where your strength lies. Amen? God bless you. And thank you for being such a good listener.